We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef. Tonight, Shailot B'Shuvot Chavidat Chelek Vav, Siman Zayin. And in Siman Zayin, he wants to know, are you allowed to say, he wants to know about Nefilat Apayim, it's not a practice that we have, but Nefilat Apayim is otherwise known as Tachanun. We don't actually do Nefilat Apayim, falling down, we just sit up straight. But Nefilat Apayim and Yud Gimel Midot, if Mincha is running late. If you're doing it at night, or you're running late. And he says as follows. So he starts off, and I find this discussion fascinating for what it doesn't say. I'll share it with you in a moment. There's a tshuva from Sar Shalom Gaon. One of the Gaonim lived after the time of the Gemara. So he says that, you're allowed to. You're certainly allowed to do Nefilat HaPai Mas Arvit. We do it after Shacharit. We do it after the Amidah of Shacharit. We do Vidui, and what we call Tachanun, but they're called Nefilat HaPai. After Mincha we do it, he says, you're certainly allowed to after Arvit. Sure. And he says, V'chein ha-minhag b'vet Rabbeinu, she-be-bavel. Then they do it after Arvit also, just not on Shabbat. Fascinating. Meaning, it wasn't uniform. People want to know, did you do Nefilat HaPayim at Arvit or not? Forget Mincha running late. Arvit! And there's a whole debate. The Sefer Hamanig says, quotes this from Sar Shalom Gaon and says, that might be true, the minhag is not like that. Okay, he's telling the minhag in Bavel. The Manik's telling you the minhag in France. Okay, Sefer HaEshkol writes, you're allowed to. You're certainly allowed to, but the minhag is not. Why? He says, well, Arvit started off as optional. Arvit started off as an optional tefillah. It later became a requirement. But it started off as optional. Since it started off as optional, so Mimela, they said, if it's optional already, you don't have to do the tefillah tapayim. But if you want to, you want to. That's okay. And then the Shibboleth HaLeket a little later says, no, not only is the minhag not to, you shouldn't. Ad kedegach, the Rambam writes, not that you shouldn't. He writes, minhag pashut v'kol Yisrael, shen tefilat apayim, b'shabbatot v'moadim, v'lo b'tefilat arvit. We don't do it Shabbat, Yom Tov, and not arvit either. Meaning it goes together. V'yesh yechidim, shenoflim al pneim b'arvit. And you have some individuals out there who do it, but it sounds like it's not the prevalence. But you're allowed to. You're just not required to. We're talking about Arvit. Forget Mincha. Until the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef quotes the Mari Abuav. Mari Abuav was one of his Rabbanim, who quotes the Sefer Tzrorot. Not the world's most common Sefer that's quoted, but okay. The Sefer Tzrorot, that you don't do so. And whenever the Beit Yosef quotes things Al-Pi Kabbalah, there aren't so many Sfarim he quotes Al-Pi Kabbalah. This is one of them. He says, no. Why? Shekin mikubal l'chachamim. He means al derech hasod. That it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. V'karov adavar l'kasis b'nitiyot. It's really a terrible idea. You're accomplishing negative things. Do not do it. You do not do nefilat apayim at night. The Bach quotes like this. The Shulchan Aruch writes, and the Shulchan Aruch concludes, and nefilat apayim balayla. Not allowed to do it at night. Ubelele yashmorot. The night of the Ashmoret, which are by Slichot, then we do it because it's already Karov Layom. Because you're already doing it towards the morning. It's already not the night. It's already close to the morning. And it seems like it's okay. Meaning until we got to the Mekubalim, you don't have to do it at night, but you're allowed to. The Mekubalim said you're not allowed to. And the Shulchan Aruch follows the Mekubalim. Let's talk about our feet. Okay, what about, so we don't do it at Arvit. It's not a practice. What about Mincha that's running late? It sounds like Al-Pi Kabbalah, you don't do it at night. You don't do it at night, so if Mincha runs after Shkia, you don't do it. You don't do it. If it's already night, if it's already after Shkia, then you should skip it. However, right, because Al-Pi Kabbalah, if we're not doing it at night, because Al-Pi Kabbalah, you don't do it at night, so once it's nighttime, don't do it. However, Rav Adi points out, well, no, that's not actually true, because right after the sunset is not Laila. Right after the sunset is a period known as Bein HaShemashot. Bein HaShemashot is an in-between period. It's a period that we call Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It has elements of day, and there's elements of night. There's a famous Ritva. The famous Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says, if it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila, if it's doubtful, just resolve the doubt. Whether the Chachamim didn't have the knowledge, the ability to figure it out, figure it out. Is it Safek Yom? Is it Safek Laila? What do you mean? Figure it out. So he says, no. It's not a safek, a doubt that we don't know. It has elements of day, and it has elements of night. It has elements of both, so it's a mixture. Okay, so he says, Ravadi says, you now have a safek sfeika. Because maybe the halakha should follow the rishonim who say you're allowed to say nefilat apayim at night. You don't have to, but you're allowed to. And even if you'll tell me that we follow the mekubalim and you're not allowed to say nefilat apayim at night, maybe Bein Meshmashot isn't night. Maybe it's not night yet. And therefore, you have a sfeik sfeika to say it. The Turei Zahav in Ataz says that sfeik sfeika applies. He then says the Arizal quotes it in the Shara. Rav Chaim Vital quotes the Arizal in the Shara Kavanot. There's a Yud Gimel Midot of the same din as the Filat Apayim. We don't do the Filat Apayim. But the Yud Gimel Midot, Hashem Hashem, Karachum Bechanun, Vayavor, has the same rule as the Filat Apayim. We don't do it at night. And therefore, though, the same rules should apply. After Mincha, you shouldn't do it, but you have this fake. The Rav Moshe Zachut gives an explanation. He says, Shechatzi HaLaila Rishon, Huzman Tigboret HaDinim. The first half of the night is a time where the dinim, the negative forces, have Tigboret. They have they have more extra koach. Tigboret, an upper hand, but Tigboret is... Reinforcements, that's the word. Right? Yes, Tigboret is the army, the reinforcements. They have extra koach at the first half of the night, and therefore, if you say the Gimel Midot at night, we're trying to like go up against something that it's not going to work out so well, and therefore it ends up being worse for us, and therefore you don't do it at night. But he says, but okay, but you still have the same Sveik Sveika. You have the same Sveik Sveika. Maybe it's not nighttime yet, maybe. You have other reasons that the Yom Shoshot is not night. And he says, in Eretz Yisrael, Ma'asim b'kol yom, b'fnei g'dolei ravanim. This happens all the time. Mincha goes a couple of minutes right after Shkia. They finish Chazarat HaShat a minute after Shkia. Now what? Says they always say Vidui and Yud Gimel Midot, and it's acceptable to do so. But you see, he also said Chasi Laila Rishon. The first half of the night, that's when the Zinim are. If you're going to do Slichot, first of all, we try to do Slichot here in the morning. But even if it's Eretz Yisrael where you do Slichot at midnight, it's already the second half of the night. So you already don't have this problem either. The Ben Yishchai quotes the same idea. The Ben Yishchai writes, you're not allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midot after Kriyat HaMagreb. Meaning after the Muazzin does, they call the Muslims to prayer. Because in Baghdad, that was as regular as the clock. It was like clockwork. They didn't have a big, like in London, the big Ben. They had the Maghrib. So the Maghrib was after Shkia. It was like 7 minutes later. So he says, if you're not allowed to do it afterwards, that means for the first 7 minutes you're allowed to. The Ben Yishchai must hold it's okay. The Ben Yishchai seems to contradict himself in two different places. One place he says you're not supposed to, one place he says you are allowed to. He thinks you are allowed to. And he says, Al Kofanim, certainly for us, who don't even do the Nefilat HaPayim, we sit still, we sit up. We sit up to say, Tachanun, we don't lean over. Well, it's a good question, why not? Therefore, certainly Bein Hashmashot is acceptable. Yud Gimel Midot Bein Hashmashot is acceptable also. The nafkamina ends up being, what if you happen to be around a minyan that's doing slichot early? There's some places where they do slichot early, at the first half of the night. So you see from here that to say the Yud Gimel Midot in the first half of the night, not only shouldn't you, not only not required, but it's bad. Rav Avi Yosef says you don't answer. If you're in the room and they're doing slichot at 10, 11 o'clock at night, you do not answer because it's negative. You can stop them, you don't have to stop them, but it's their problem. But you should not answer because it's already the middle of the night. That it's not the middle of the night. It's before the middle of the night, and therefore it's not appropriate.